Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
So good to us. A Monday morning.
It sure is, isn't it?
Oh, good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Brian Day was with me this morning.
Yes.
Yay, thank you.
Dancing Eric Hansen is off in scenic Mexico.
Bastard. Yeah. Enjoy. But you know what? He actually is missing out on a pretty great week here, weather-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it feels pretty good.
Yeah, I cannot complain for February in Iowa. No.
This is lovely.
Yes.
I know. I will take this in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I'm going to let my winter coat have a break. I switched to just like a lighter jacket. I'm just in a spring mindset, I think.
Yeah, oh no, totally. Yeah, well, I walked out this morning and I opened the garage door and expected to just be slammed in the face with February.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay.
You're kind of nice.
This is okay. I'm all right with this.
And you know what? After last week, we deserve this.
Yes, we do.
We totally do. So soak it all up.
That's right. Enjoy it.
I didn't know if I should say like, and that's probably it for winter. No? I don't know.
Don't go. So,
okay. All right. I'll keep that.
Jinx.
I just jinxed it all, didn't I? Because the rodent saw his shadow, or he didn't see his shadow. The groundhog, we have more winter.
Yes.
According to Phil.
Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil says we have more winter, but.
Stupid groundhog.
We'll see if he's even right, right?
Yeah, he's wrong half the time.
Exactly. We can't trust him is all I'm saying.
No, you can't trust a groundhog in Pennsylvania.
No, it's 2025.
Nah.
Not going to do it.
No.
But
we have science.
Yes.
We don't need a groundhog.
Exactly. We have science now. We don't. Sorry, Phil.
And
unless you say what I want you to say.
And science gets it right so often.
If he's wrong, I don't agree with him. If he's right, let's go with that.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story of my life. If anybody. Oh, you agree with me?
Oh,
you're a genius.
You're so smart.
Yes.
I love the things you're saying.
Yes.
Sorry, Phil. Not this year. This year, you're not my friend.
Nope.
And earlier this month, thieves in France stole a guy's backpack. Not cool.
French thieves.
They're really good, I've heard. Like,
they're the best thieves.
In terms of thieves,
yes.
You can't beat French thieves.
You know, when you see a French thief in a movie, they're always like cat burglars and stuff.
Like, part of it is they do a lot of mime, I imagine. That helps in the burglary.
It can't hurt.
I don't know. I don't know what it is because they're very silent when they do it. You never know what's happening.
Stealthy.
But they got this guy's backpack, so they got everything, including his wallet. And the first thing they do is they take the wallet with his credit card and they go to a like corner store, like a drugstore. They use the credit card to buy some cigarettes and some lottery scratchers.
As you do in France. The Alabama of France, I'm assuming.
Yes, this is France-Abama.
Yeah.
They were really excited. They got super excited because they scratched off right there in the store and they got a jackpot.
Oh?
If it was like US dollars, $500,000.
No!
Yeah!
Jackpot!
For a scratcher? That's good.
They
were like bragging to the cashier about their win. He was like, they were so excited, they left without their smokes.
Oh, well, they must have been excited.
But the deal with the lottery is you can't just win and then that you have the money. You have to give your ticket to the lottery and say, this is a winning ticket. Now I would like my money. The problem with that for them is they're thieves in France. And to say we won would be also having to admit that we won using a stolen credit card.
Oh.
So they can't really claim the prize.
No.
Because that would be admitting that they stole. So now the owner of the backpack is like, aha! Here's a deal, you guys. I will split this jackpot with you if you give me my stuff back. I won't press charges. You'll get half of the jackpot. I'll get half of the jackpot because, listen, it wouldn't be possible without me.
Right.
And without you, I wouldn't have bought the ticket. So let's just split it.
Oh, French.
I know.
French conspiracy.
I kind of like it. It's very smart, very cunning, but they're on the clock. They only have 30 days from the purchase of the ticket to then claim the winnings. And the clock is already ticking. Guy's working with a lawyer, and he's trying to let the thieves know by alerting everyone in the media that they risk nothing by coming forward. So he is willing to be cool about this.
Dudes. We'll be cool.
My dudes.
Be cool. Be cool.
However you say my dudes in French.
Les dudes.
I'm cool. I will not press charges. But so far, they have not come forward. Come on.
Oh, yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Please let me know that you come forward.
You have to trust that le dude will be cool.
Le dude abides.
That's right.
I believe.
Absolutely.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, okay, I have another hat to put on today, and it's kind of taking over my world. It's taking over poor Nick's world. We had a sick pupper at our house over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were very concerned, and I thought it was my fault. Because I gave him a new bone, and he really got into it more than he should. And he started, like, chewing it up so much he was getting pieces of it off.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
No, but it happens.
It happens. It's not good. I took it all away, and I thought everything is fine until Saturday afternoon. Things take a turn for the weird. He starts acting funny, and then he is sick, and he is sick, and he is sick. And we're like, oh, this is not good. This is not good for little Rexy.
No bueno.
Yeah, so we ended up taking him to the emergency vet.
Oh, also no bueno for mom and dad.
No, that hurts.
Yeah,
that hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Pocketbook just a
been
bit.
Been there.
Yeah, because there was the initial appointment where they're like, yeah, there's something in his stomach, but we don't know what it is. Come back later.
Oh,
again, ka-ching.
Oh, cash machine.
I know. Follow-up appointment. So Rex, it turns out, maybe ate a sock or something. It's in his system.
Oh, no.
And he hadn't been feeling good, but he's back to normal. So they're thinking he's a big enough dog that he can pass it on his own.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, but we have to watch for it. So my other job.
So that's your other job.
My other job, I tell you what, is I'm not looking forward to today.
No.
Is watching Rex as he takes his trip outside to the restroom.
His daily constitutionals.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's I will say it's better than Gordon Davis. A few years ago, he had his favorite pet monkey, and monkey was due for replacement.
Uh-huh.
Before we replaced him, Gordon swallowed monkey's arm.
No!
And they had to go in and get it.
Oh no, surgery?
Yeah.
Ah.
And that was, oh my God, expensive.
I bet.
Holy heck. So I got to admit, you know, comparing the two, I'd rather have your job. I'm not gonna lie.
Because I'm trying to watch him this morning because I let him out first in the dark.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So I'm trying to watch.
He's taking a flashlight and shining it on his
butt.
He's
also like, excuse me, privacy. Yeah. Like, leave me. Mom.
What is up with you?
I'm just going to go behind this bush. No, come back. Come back.
Oh, now you're demure.
Excuse me. Oh, I didn't know you were so shy.
Yeah.
Because you were totally okay with eating whatever sock you found.
And usually you look me right in the eye when you do it.
Yes. But today, when I need to be paying attention, you're hiding. Oh, Rex.
Oh, poor Rex.
Poor Rex, yeah.
At the risk of being obvious, What is on my mind is yesterday's fantastic Gowntown.
Wasn't that great?
It was amazing.
It's just the best feels to have that many people come through, and like, girls get so excited, parents are so excited. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, and to see, you know, these kids come in and they're not sure. There are, you know, there were a couple that, because I was sitting out, you know, because guy, I don't go in the back area because, you know, girls are running around trying on dresses. Yeah. You don't want to. So I was, you know, privy to a few pre-shopping conversations where there was some a lack of confidence.
Oh.
About their ability to find a dress. And then however long later, you see them coming out with the dress and the biggest smiles on their face. It is such a, you just, you know, even cold-hearted me, I warmed up a couple degrees.
I know.
It's just the best.
It's so cool. I enjoyed, there was a moment where Kate, from the weekend, she was talking to a girl. She's like, I'm not so sure I'm confident about this dress. I like it, but I don't know if I love it. She's like, okay, now what if you paired it with some sassy shoes? Have you looked at our shoe table?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, no, I didn't. She found these heels that she's like, look at me. She was just in love with the shoes, and the shoes made the dress work. So it was like, ah, that was a really cool moment to see, like, a little bit of advice, a little tutelage.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, I putting on my boss hat for a second, my, you know, everybody at Z worked super hard on it, especially Destiny and Kylie.
Yeah.
So, you know, just a really amazing event. So thank you to them, and thank you to all of our staff, and thank you to everybody who donated dresses and made it possible, and our friends who cleaned the dresses.
Yes.
It's a big ask.
Huge.
And so we're just super grateful about it. It was a great day, Gowntown 2025. And is there going to be a Gowntown 2026? Damn straight.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, there will
be.
So keep, you know, we'll let you know when the time is coming. Bernie Sanders was in Iowa City over the weekend, urging residents of Iowa's 1st Congressional District to call Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks and ask her to vote no on a House plan that includes budget cuts and tax cuts. In response, Governor Kim Reynolds posted a message on social media criticizing Sanders for lecturing Iowans on socialism while he owns three houses. A monthly survey of bank CEOs in Iowa and nine other Midwestern states shows a dismal outlook. The Creighton University report shows the February score fell to 38 on a 0 to 100 scale, where 50 is growth neutral.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The new numbers are reminiscent of the COVID era, you know, one of our favorite times.
Yeah.
And struggling commodity prices are one of the big reasons for the continuing slump. The bankers are also concerned about President Trump's announced tariffs on Canada and Mexico, with only 9% believing they'll have a positive impact on the economy. The IndyCar race at Iowa Speedway will look different this year. Hy-Vee will no longer be the title sponsor.
Ooh.
And the big weekend concert events will not happen. Officials say Hy-Vee will still be a sponsor of the weekend on a smaller scale, and that with the changes, ticket prices will be reduced, including grandstand tickets at more than 50% cheaper than 2024.
Whoa.
So not having to pay all those, you know, country acts and concert stuff is... At least there's that. It's the tickets will be cheaper, at least.
There you go, race fans.
All right. Scott is feeling all right this morning. Well, things are looking up for some of the people in our neighborhood. You may remember that last August, Together We Achieve asked the community for donations after losing out on some grant proposals.
Yes.
Making it unclear whether they were going to be able to stay open. Well, they reached their $50,000 goal in just 2 weeks. And officials tell the Gazette that the community assistance didn't stop there. Transamerica gave the food pantry a little over $11,000 just at the end of the year. And they were able to get some grants, including $25,000 from the Greater Cedar Rapids Community Foundation.
Awesome.
President Raymond Siddall says now that they have a little breathing room. Together We Achieve is working with collaborations with other Linn County nonprofits to help deal with food insecurity.
That's great.
Yeah, super cool. You know, going from the brink of closure to now trying to expand and help people.
Absolutely.
That's what's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
If you missed it, let me bring you up to speed. Last night on the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild, the award show where the actors vote amongst themselves. Who amongst us do we think was the best of this year?
Yes. We're rating each other.
Yes. Which is kind of a cool way to do it. Like, you know, your fellow
right
co-workers. What do they think of you?
Of course, for every Meryl Streep that votes, you've got a Pauly Shore, but
that's true.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's fine. So there can be some shakeups in this award show. One of the things that I noticed, though, as I was watching on Netflix this time around, was that the SAG award itself, while it must be just a physically heavy award, because once people started winning, they placed a table on the stage so that people were doing their acceptance speech, which is only supposed to be like 30, 45 seconds.
Right.
They could set the award down because the award itself is so heavy. And everybody kept mentioning it. Nobody wants to carry that thing.
Huh.
It's just a big, heavy weight. I think it's just mostly the bass. Why did you make the bass so heavy?
Silly SAG people.
I don't know. One of the highlights, though, Jamie Lee Curtis was doing the award for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Television Movie or Limited Series. And as she made the announcement, she announced that it goes to the man who gave me COVID at the Golden Globes, Colin Farrell. So,
zing!
Zing! He's like guilty as charged. That did happen. Yes, it did.
Oh.
I'm thinking that it might be time to like actively start worrying about Justin Bieber. There's been a couple of instances as of late where he's been spotted out and about wearing strange outfits like bathrobes and slippers, you know, looking gaunt, very thin.
Oh, no.
As of late. There was a video this weekend at a pop-up event for his wife Haley's skincare line. Now, I'm encouraged that he was supporting his wife because there was some concern that, like, oh, he's cheating on Haley. But in the video, Justin is talking to a fan. He looks very thin. He's got sunglasses on. A very strange, almost maniacal smile on his face.
Okay.
Like, I've seen people at a meet and greet, and they're meeting their fans, and you smile at your fans. But the way that Justin is smiling is
creepy,
insane. It's very exaggerated. He's also adjusting his weight a lot from one foot to the other, like he can't quite sit still. So I don't know what's going on with Justin Bieber. A source says that Haley is deeply concerned about Justin. He doesn't seem to be caring about his own well-being anymore. He's lost all of his motivation for making music. However, his reps, who, now that he's made the announcement that he's getting back into making music, say the opposite is true, that he's in the best of places he's ever been, and he is not using drugs.
Okay, at least somebody said it.
Wait a second.
Because I think we were all thinking it.
Are you guys saying it's drugs? Because you just said that it wasn't, but it sounds like you're saying it might be.
It sounds like you're not saying that it's drugs, but it sure sounds like it's drugs.
Might be drugs. Okay, though everybody is going country, so it should be no surprise that the Wiggles, your kid's favorite band, has also gone country.
Of course the Wiggles are.
Of course they have. The Wiggles have teamed up, though. If you're going to go country, go big. And they've teamed up with Dolly Parton. It's kind of good.
I'm going to overlook the poor English. Don't never need to sweat it.
You don't ever need to sweat it.
But it is super catchy. It'll be in my head all day.
I know. I'm like, it's kind of good for the Wiggles.
Yeah, it really is.
A cover of Dolly's classic 9 to 5. They also did one that's called Friends, about making friends. It's solid messaging, very catchy as well. And Dolly's vocals are actually on it as well.
Oh.
So that, huge. And shout out, Wiggles, you're doing a great job there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Catchy little bop. Sorry, it's going to be stuck in your head for the rest of the day, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson and Congressman Randy Feenstra say they are working to help producers hit by the bird flu. Hinson says it was the topic of a recent meeting of the Ag FDA Appropriations Committee, where needs for combating the disease and help for producers facing losses were discussed. Feenstra says 21 million birds have been lost over the last several months in western Iowa alone.
Ooh.
That's a lot of,
no kidding.
A lot of birds. The intended tenant for the former Sears store at Lyndale Mall has been identified.
Oh, really?
Yes. Dick's House of Sport proposes to move into the site, as well as building an outdoor year-round multi-use field. Dick's House of Sport stores have an assortment of products and in-store experiences such as climbing walls, golf simulators, and batting cages. The Gazette says it's unclear if the new store will replace the Dick's Sporting Goods location across the street.
Okay, I'm like, are they related?
They are related.
Two different Dick's or?
No, it's the same
thing. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll be finding out about that later. Traveling north on I-380 will be a little funky the next few nights. Officials say the northbound lanes of 380 will be closed from 11 a.m. to 5 a.m. tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday night.
Okay.
Wright Brothers Boulevard will also be closed between the interchange ramps during that time. And traffic traveling to 380 will be detoured onto the interchange ramps. So basically, you get to Wright Brothers Boulevard, you go up the off-ramp and back down the on-ramp to 380.
Whew.
So a little, I mean, not hard, but
no,
a little funky.
Not bad.
Yeah. The Iowa State Patrol is investigating a collision early Sunday morning involving a fire engine that left a 99-year-old woman dead. A crew with the Iowa City Fire Department was leaving a medical call on Scott Boulevard yesterday morning and struck 99-year-old Evelyn Bothmer. Bothmer was declared dead at the scene.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
One shot, one photo to encapsulate the weekend, as it were. It's a tough order sometimes because we had a very wild weekend.
It was full of stuff going on.
So much stuff. But we've got tons of photos from Z102.9's Gowntown also on our page. And Eric and I decided to share a little bit of what we experienced with Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance's Restaurant Week, which we kicked off Friday evening.
Yes, you guys were broadcasting live, and it sounded like there was some good food and
super good
ready.
Food. We were at Black Sheep when we kicked things off, and we got to try a little bit of their food, which was super, super delicious. They won for best cocktail at their Fork and Knife Feast, which was the big kickoff event for Cedar Rapids Restaurant Week. So that was delicious. And then there's a whole list, though. There's 19 participating restaurants. They all have special menu items. And so I put it to my fam. I was like, where do you guys want to go? You tell me. And we were looking at the special menu items, and we thought we were intrigued by the fried feta appetizer at Crosby's. So we went there.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
It was. I love a feta cheese. And everybody, I thought I was ordering it for me.
No.
But
no.
Turns out I ordered it for the table.
Silly mom.
No, I know. Yeah. Why would you think that? But the moment I have captured here was the moment they set the appetizers down and everybody grabbed theirs. So the cheese, the fried feta is gone. It was very good. But we had plenty of chips left, and those were also delicious.
Excellent. And then Dancing Eric Hansen posted his photo. He and Lady Hansen went to La Cayo.
And that looks amazing.
It does. It looks really, because I love me a good pork rib.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he got a specialty pork rib, which I think is pretty good timing, because they're headed to Mexico this week. So I think this was just kind of get the palate ready.
Right,
some delicious Mexican.
Little preparation.
Yeah.
So it's the Achote Pork Ribs are their restaurant week special, and they tell us it's very, very good.
Delicious. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it does. It looks great.
That was our weekend. We ate through our weekend.
That's what we do.
We were both on the same wavelength in terms of what do you want to do this weekend? I think I'm just going to eat some good food. And there's plenty of that. Good news is Restaurant Week continues all week long.
Yeah, it's so a whole week.
If you want to enjoy as we did, definitely check out all of the delicious restaurants and other special menus through the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance, which we have on our Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yep, and we will get into more pictures that you have posted on our Z102.9 Facebook page of your weekend. We'll get into those a little bit later on, just a few minutes from now. So there's still time to post your pictures if you haven't at the Z102.9 Facebook page. More with our friends at the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance and Restaurant Week coming up on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Kind of like when you're going to run or something, you probably want to stretch before you start doing it. It's the same with a Monday morning. You can't just go straight into work without checking in and seeing how everybody around you. How was your weekend?
Yeah, because you pull something.
You will.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want is go through your Monday with a pulled muscle.
No, nobody can use that.
No.
Nobody's got time for that.
So we take a pause before we get our day really, really started and see, how was your weekend? What did you do? And we've got some photos posted on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Looks like it was a pretty fantastic weekend. Another weekend of Jersey Boys at Theater Cedar Rapids. Thanks, Nicole, for sharing that photo.
Absolutely. Thanks to our pal, Erica, who looks like they were having lots and lots of fun at the water park this weekend.
That's adorable.
Yes.
Love to see some success in our area. I had some show choir this weekend, and it looks like Bryce also had a big show choir weekend. I believe this is Kennedy's Happiness, Inc. They went to Indianola to the championship competition. Didn't get home until 2:30 a.m. But they won grand champions.
Yeah, let's
so,
go.
Woo! Go Happiness.
Yeah. Ashton did some pet sitting for the neighbors and a particularly floofy kitten. So
that's
cute.
Fluff. That's a lot of fluff.
That is a lot of fluff. My just looking at the picture, my allergies are acting up, but it's still adorbs.
There's a lot of dander in that
yes,
photo.
Yes, there is.
I love to see, anytime you share with us big life moments, we've had proposals, we've had babies. Allison sharing with us that her daughter and her fiance moved into their first apartment, which makes Allison an empty nester now.
Aww.
So a quick little selfie from the two lovebirds from their new place.
Excellent. And Lori took advantage of Restaurant Week. Woo. She went out with some new friends and had a nice evening out at dinner. So that looks like a lot of fun too.
Which is what it's all about, right? Gather some friends, go enjoy some new food, maybe at a new restaurant that you haven't been to before. That's the name of the game when it comes to Cedar Rapids Restaurant Week.
Yep. And if you would like to post your one-shot weekend pictures. We'll get back to them a little bit later on in the show. We'd love to see how you spent your weekend with our good friends at the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance Restaurant Week. It's Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Good morning. You know, technically, it is still February, but a reminder that we are going to do one of those calendar flips on Saturday.
Yes.
It becomes March 1st. And then it's on.
Like, yes. Donkey Kong like Donkey and everything. Kong.
Like all of that. So you might think, like, you're really jumping the gun here, Claire, to be talking about St. Patrick's Day. But I'm not.
Nope.
Because it's just around the corner. And we need to prepare for St. Patrick's Day because, as always, we will be featured in the Sabbath episode parade. One of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parades in the country.
And we don't just show up at the parade.
No.
There's nothing wrong with people who just do
no.
that. But if we're going to go, we're going to go big.
Yeah, it feels like we had a really great year last year. Our theme was Hey Baby. And we invited any babies, cuteness, to join the Z102.9 marching band in the parade and work on that cuteness factor. This year, we're dreaming even bigger. Not only are we going to have the Z102.9 marching band, we're also going to have a float. We're going to have the Z vehicles. We're going to make this a bigger, bolder entry than perhaps we've ever had before.
Which is saying a lot because, you know, I don't want to, you know, do one of those humble brag things, but we have won some awards.
We have got some hardware that we could brag about, but we're not here to brag about
that.
No!
We would never do that.
Know that we have a pedigree, okay? Just know that we do.
We can play.
But we would love it if you do play a musical instrument and would be interested in joining a squad that is looking to really make some noise in the Sap It Up Soap Parade.
Literally.
Literally. We are open to having you join the Z102.9 marching band in the Sap It Up Soap Parade.
And it's super easy to do that. All you have to do is...
email us, scramble@kzia.com. The Sap It Up Soap Parade falls on St. Patrick's Day this year, which is on Monday, March 17th.
Yes.
I was going to say February because it is February now, but it will be March.
Yes. March 17th.
March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day.
But yes, yes, the parade had been on different days the last few years. This year it's back to the OG day, March 17th.
Are you committed to celebrating on Monday? Are you a music enthusiast? Do you play a musical instrument of any sort? We'd love to have you join us. Just let us know. scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.